The Lansing Symphony becomes a rock band of sorts on Saturday night for its Pops concert, Broadway Rocks. Current State's Jamie Paisley spoke with one of the vocalists for the concert, Flint native Lakeisha Jones, who sang for millions during season 6 of TV's American Idol. Jamie also chatted with the LSO's maestro Timothy Muffet about turning the orchestra into a Broadway pit band.
The great thing I think about having rock influenced Broadway is it's a very compact story. It's unlike the bench scene from Carousel. You have to have the flow of what the characters are doing. But in The Rock, it's designed to be this free-for-all, just moment in time, and it's a lot easier to connect with a lot of the songs. So a lot of these, I think, are going to work as individuals.
There certainly is. I think everyone has an idea of what this show is going to be like. And, of course, the Broadway tradition extends many decades back. This is not a program where we're going to hear Rodgers and Hammerstein, for example. We're going to look at another era. It's a wonderful mix that goes back to the early stages of rock Broadway. So we've got Jesus Christ Superstar on there, all the way up through some more modern things, more contemporary. They're writing great music for Broadway still. You know, I think it's very easy to say, oh, they don't write musicals like the old days. Well, no, they don't. And those are great, and those are classics, and they've got their own life. But what's happening from the compositional perspective especially, which is where my closest alignment, they're writing great music for Broadway right now.
You have a few guest vocalists coming to the Lansing Symphony's Broadway Rocks program this weekend, one of whom, Lakeisha Jones, has literally performed in front of millions of people when she was in the top four of American Idol Season 6. All by way of asking, is American Idol one of your guilty pleasures?
No. I've never seen it, actually.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it because it's been a phenomenon around music, and certainly many great, talented artists have found their place here, and we're excited to have Lakeisha with us. Lakeisha, I know by reputation, not only from her American Idol roots, but also she sang with the Baton Rouge Symphony, where I also work, and was nothing short of a sensation there. So very excited about having Lakeisha with us. And American Idol, you know, I think anything that draws attention to homegrown music making here and gives people who might otherwise not get recognized, to give them a chance to have some visibility, I think it democratizes to some degree popular music, and that's all good.
And a good choice of words, homegrown, since she is from Flint and grew up, you
yes.
know, very much in the church. And you can hear that, I think, in the listings that I see that Lakeisha's going to perform. There's a lot of kind of gospel-oriented Broadway pieces that are coming in.
Right.
I'm not going. You're the best man I'll ever know. There's no way I can ever go. No, no,
that's Lakeisha Jones from her appearance on American Idol, singing the classic Dreamgirls number, And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going, which she will also perform on Saturday at the Wharton Center during the Lansing Symphony's Broadway Rocks concert. Now, Lansing, Michigan, is a stone's throw away from Flint. And when was the last time that you performed kind of this close to where you grew up?
Oh, my God. I would probably say maybe last year I performed in Grand Rapids. So probably about a year ago. It's not often that I'm close to home. So when I am, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm telling everybody, I'm close, I'm coming.
Before moving to Texas, Lakeisha grew up here in Michigan and was raised by two rather amazing women.
Yeah, I was raised with my grandmother and my mom. And yes, my grandmother, it's so funny you mentioned that because, yes, she normally typically would be at the show. She passed away last year. She was 97 years old.
She lived.
She did, but she used to come everywhere, every show, absolutely. So it's bittersweet, you know, not to see her in the audience, but I know that she's in a better place, and I'm doing exactly what it is that actually she's the one who pushed me to start singing.
Yeah.
After making the top four in American Idol, Lakeisha joined the Idol's tour and eventually ended up doing a stint on Broadway itself in the Tony-nominated Best Musical, The Color Purple. But for Lakeisha, does singing these symphonic Broadway hits in the Lansing Symphony's concert on Saturday differ at all from performing a full show?
Actually, it is exactly the same to me, because I'm a character when I'm on stage anyways. I'm Lakeisha, but every song turns me into that character of that production of the show. I say it's the same because it's a live audience, which is what I love about theater, is every night you have a live audience, different people, different emotions, different energy flowing through the theater. And it's the same thing with the symphonies. You know, it's a live show. You don't know who's coming, so you feed off the energy of the audience. And it's just that element of surprise because people have heard me sing gospel music, pop music, and now they get to hear me sing some of those songs, but they also get to see me in a different light and singing classical or, you know, musical theater pieces as well.
In addition to vocalists like Lakeisha Jones, this Saturday's Lansing Symphony Broadway Rocks concert, under the direction of Maestro Timothy Muffet, also features some instrumental virtuosity as well. So how do you then adapt a symphonic orchestra into a rock Broadway pit band?
Right. You know, the 21st century musician can do anything that we ask of them. And it no longer is the day where a symphony orchestra sounds stilted and uncomfortable. I mean, they can play in any style one will ask. And so we do have to change the instrumentation, and we change our setup a little bit. We have a rhythm section at the heart of the orchestra, piano, bass, drums, guitar, that sits right in the middle of the orchestra and drives the whole thing. And then we have a full complement of strings and winds, and so it's really quite a symphonic production. Probably much more so than many of these Broadway tunes, which, as you said, you know, had probably a pit band of 20, 25 people. We'll be out there with 50 or 60, probably, I haven't counted, but 60 plus. Plus we have a chorus with this as well. So it's really quite a grand spectacular.
You've got, coming on the concert, somebody you've worked with before. Could you talk about Christiane Knoll? And she's a very versatile singer. I mean, she's very good at ragtime, but that's more traditional Broadway, that show, Flattery and Aarons. But she's also bringing her war horse.
Right.
And could you talk about how you've worked with her in that wide range of vocal possibilities that she has?
Well, we did a Broadway night a few years ago, and she sang with us then and really wowed the audience with her incredible versatility and beautiful stage presence and magnificent. She's a terrific musician and a terrific entertainer. I mean, I think the audience will just enjoy her very much. It's time to try.
There is on the program a bit of disco as well, in the form of ABBA, both in, you know, the individual show Mamma Mia, as well as the musical mm-hmm. that they wrote in the 80s, Chess, which is interesting. So do you have any plans to wear a sequined suit or anything like that?
No, there's nothing, only in spirit. Disco definitely has a presence, not only in the Mamma Mia. We've got Dancing Queen in there, and then I Will Survive. And you know, the amazing thing, too, is that these numbers in their original version were heavily produced with, you know, strings and orchestral instruments on the records. And so it's a very natural fit. Sometimes, you know, when one first thinks about it, you think, well, how's that going to work in a symphonic setting? But it was a symphonic setting oftentimes when these were recorded.
Lansing Symphony's Broadway Rocks concert with vocalist Christiane Knoll, Rob Evan, and Flint native Lakeisha Jones comes to the Wharton Center Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Tickets and more information at lansingsymphony.org. Maestro Timothy Muffet, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.